Well, this will be an ethics topic like you've never heard before. Let me just go ahead and jump into it and show you what we're going to do. I'm going to start off with an autobiography of my life, of a period of time where in 11 months I lost four of the most important people in my life. And the havoc that wreaked on my professional obligations, and how what the ethical issues were that created, and how I resolved them, and how different judges resolved them. I want to talk to you about some science, some biological science that I became aware of, because when things like that happened to me, I want to know what's going on. I want to know it for myself. And so I did a lot of research, and I'm going to share some of that research with you. And I'm going to apply that research to my autobiography. But then at the end, I'm going to bring in our disciplinary rules and the Texas Lawyer's Creed and help us all understand when a lawyer goes through something difficult like that, that creates havoc in scheduling orders and pretrial orders and things of that nature, how can we deal with that ethically? What can we do? How do we still protect our client and adequately and zealously represent our client? What kind of slack can we grant opposing counsel at the same time? How do we balance that? And then at the end, I'll summarize it with some takeaways. So when we go through this, think about it from two different perspectives. One perspective being from your own perspective. What would this be if it happened to me? What would I do? Because when you're the person that's impaired, when you're the one that's suffering through that, you need to help yourself through that. And so that's one way to look at it. But the other one is, what if it happens to opposing counsel?